Yes. Well, don't imagine that I had any indecorous relation with the girl. Nothing emotional, nothing long drawn. It was all perfectly healthy and normal. And, Mr. Marks, let me say once more, if ever I hear again of any lapse from the proper standard of infantile decorum, I shall ask for your transfer to a sub-centre, preferably Iceland.
And you can go to the bottomless past.
What did you say?
The permit, sir, for the Savage Reservation. I do need your signature.
Give it here.
Everyone belongs to everyone else.
Everyone works for everyone else. When the
everyone
individual feels
for everyone,
the community
else.
Reels.
Community,
when the
identity, stability.
The community,
community
reels.
Identity, stability.
Community, identity, stability. Community, identity, stability.
Look, Bernard, they have 60 escalator squash courts and obstacle golf. Oh, it sounds simply too lovely. I almost wish we could stay here in Santa Fe. 60 escalator squash courts.
Well, there won't be any in the reservation. And no television, no hot water even. If you feel you can't stand it, stay here till I come back.
Of course I can stand it. I only said it was lovely here because... Well, because...
Progress is lovely, 500
isn't it?
Repetitions once a week from 13 to 17.
What did you say?
I said that progress was lovely. That's why you mustn't come to the reservation unless you really want to.
But I do want to.
Very well, then. First, we have to meet the warden. Oh, Ford.
Bernard?
I've just remembered. I've left the eau de cologne tap running in my bathroom. It cost me a fortune by the time we get back. I'll telephone Helmholtz Watson. He'll go round and turn
it off.
Bernard? A deciliter of eau de cologne every minute. That's 6 litres an hour.
Have a gram of soma, then it won't matter. Bernard! Oh. What do you mean? I don't understand. The director...
He's looking for someone to take my place now. Helmholtz says it's all been decided. I'm going to be sent to Iceland.
Oh, Ford.
It's so unfair of him not to give me another chance. I was going to...
Was and will make me ill.
Yes, I can take a gram and only am.
Well, it's true, Bernard.
Mr. Marks, Miss Gram, are you ready to leave?
Upwards of 5,000 kilometres of fencing at 60,000 volts.
Really?
To touch the fence is instant death. There's no escape from a savage reservation. No escape. Those who are actually born in the reservation, yes, children are still actually born there and are destined to die there.
How many people live in the reservation?
Oh, perhaps around 60,000 Indians and half-breeds. Our inspectors occasionally visit, but otherwise they have no communication whatever with the civilized world. They still preserve their repulsive habits and customs. Marriage, if you know what that is, my dear young lady.
You don't say so.
Oh, yes, indeed. And monstrous superstitions of Christianity, totemism, ancestor worship. Not to mention extinct languages such as Zuni and Spanish and Athapascan.
Oh, look, Bernard. There's the fence now.
Yeah, yes, that's right. And those are bones, electrocuted. They never learn. And they never will learn. We'll be in Malpais in a few moments at the rest house. And there's a dance this evening at the Pueblo. Be funny, I expect. Everything they do is funny. And remember, they're perfectly tame. The savages won't do you any harm. They've got enough experience with gas bombs to know they mustn't play any tricks.
Vamos, señor, vamos pronto. Están por comenzar, vamos. Pronto, señor.
Bernard, I don't like it. And I don't like that man, that guide. He smells.
Lenina, he's an Indian.
I wish we could have brought the helicopter. I hate walking. Bernard, what's that? What are those men doing? Bernard, those are stakes.
Pronto, vamos, vamos.
Come on, Lenina.
I don't like it. I don't like it a bit. Bernard!
It's a family, Lenina.
Bernard, you're not going in there. How can they live like this? Cleanliness is next to fraudliness. It's not possible. How can they?
Well, they've been doing it for the last 5,000 or 6,000 years, so I suppose they must be used to it by now.
But cleanliness is next to fraudliness. Everyone knows that.
Yes, and civilization is sterilization. But, Lenina, these people have never heard of our fraud, and they aren't civilized, so there's no point in...
What's the matter with him?
He's old, that's all. He's just an old man.
Old? But our director's old. Lots of people are old. They're not like that.
That's because we don't allow them to be like that. We preserve them from diseases. We keep their internal secretions artificially balanced. We don't permit their magnesium-calcium ratio to fall below what it was at 30. We give them... Lenina, you're not listening.
Duerme, mi niño. Duerme. Bernard. Bernard, that woman has a baby at her breast. It's awful. It's indecent. We ought not to have come here. Oh, Ford, I've forgotten my soma. I must have left the bottle down at the rest house. Oh, Bernard.
I haven't any either.
Oh, let's get out of here. I don't like it. Bernard, what's he doing? Where have all these people come from?
Reminds me of Ford's Day Community Sing.
Oh.
It's some kind of primitive ritual. We're very fortunate to see this, Lenina.
What's happening now? Who's that boy?
I don't know. Perhaps he's the victim. Some sort of sacrifice.
Sacrifice? Bernard, what are they going to do to him? Oh!
Civilized, aren't you? You come from the other place, outside the reservation.
Who on earth are you?
Oh, a most unhappy gentleman.
I want my soma. A gram is better than a dam.
I ought to have been there. Why wouldn't they let me be the sacrifice? They could have had twice as much blood from me. The multitudinous seas incarnadine. But they wouldn't let me. They disliked me for my complexion. It's always been like that. Always.
Do you mean to say that you wanted to be hit with that whip?
Yes. For the sake of the Pueblo. To make the rain come and the corn grow. And to please Pukong and Jesus. And then to show that I can bear pain without crying out. Yes. And to show that I am a man.
But who are you? Where have you come from? You're surely not one of...
Oh, no. We are strangers here. My name is John. My mother, Linda.
Your mother?
Yes. You must meet her. My mother came here from the other place long ago, before I was born. She came with a man who was my father, and they went walking in those mountains over there to the north.
Really?
Linda, my mother fell down a steep place and hurt her head.
Go on.
Well, some hunters from Malpais found her and brought her here to the Pueblo.
And what happened to the man? What happened to your father?
She never saw him again. She said his name was Tomakin.
Tomakin? Might it have been Thomas?
Perhaps. But he must have flown away. Back to the other place without her. A bad, unkind, unnatural man.
Oh, he's that all right.
Yes. So, I was born here, in Malpais. Come. Come with me.
My dear, if you knew how glad, after all these years, a civilized face, so beautiful. Yes, and civilized clothes. I thought I'd never see a piece of real acetate silk again. And those adorable viscose velveteen shorts. I must touch you.
No, please,
Gina,
please don't.
Dear, I've still got all my old clothes.
Bernard, she's disgusting.
Put away in the box. I'll show you
them. Two of her teeth are missing and those wrinkles.
Delina, she's just old.
Oh, for God's sake, Bernard, she wanted to kiss me. She smells horrible. But she's obviously never had a bath and she's simply reeking of that nasty stuff they put into the Delphin Upsilon bottles.
That bandolier.
Too revolting. I'm going to be sick.
Told you, has he, what I had to suffer? Not a gram of soma to be had. I was so ashamed. Just think of it. Me, a beta, having a baby. Put yourself in my place.
Bernard, I am going to be sick.
I still don't know how it happened. I swear it. But all the same, it happened. And of course, that wasn't anything like the abortion centre here. Is it still down in Chelsea, by the way?
Yes, sir. Yes.
A lovely pink glass tower. And still floodlit on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Yes, oh, Bernard, where are you going?
It's all right. John's taken me to see the village.
Bernard!
Back from Stoke Poges to a hot bath and a vibro vacuum massage. You've no idea how it upsets me all this dirt. I had an awful cut on my head when they first brought me here. You can't imagine what they used to put on it.
Please.
Just fell. Civilization is sterilization, I used to say to them, but of course they didn't understand. How could they? And in the end, I suppose I got used to it. Anyway, how can you keep things clean when there isn't hot water laid on? And look at these clothes. This beastly wool isn't like acetate. It lasts and lasts. And you're supposed to mend it if it gets torn. But I'm a beater. I worked in the fertilizing room. Nobody ever taught me anything like that. Throw them away and buy new. The more stitches, the less riches. Isn't that right?
Well, of course it is.
Mending's antisocial. But it's all different here. It's like living with lunatics. For instance, take the way they have one another here. Mad, I tell you, absolutely mad. Everybody belongs to everyone else, don't they? Don't they?
Oh, yes, yes. Everyone belongs to everyone else.
Well, not here they don't.
It's as though we were living on different planets in different centuries. A mother and all this dirt and gods and old age and disease. It's almost inconceivable. I shall never understand unless you explain.
Explain what?
Everything. From the beginning. As far back as you can remember.
As far back as I can remember. I remember a night. It was very hot. We'd eaten a lot of tortillas and sweet corn. My mother said, come and lie down, baby. We lay down together in the big bed. I said, sing, and Linda sang. After a while, her voice got fainter and fainter. Suddenly, there was a loud noise, and I awoke. A man was standing by the bed. Enormous. Frightening. He was saying something to Linda, and Linda was laughing. His hair was like two black ropes, and round his arm was a lovely silver bracelet with blue stones in it. Linda said to the man, not with John here.
Nobody's supposed to belong to more than one person here. And if you have people in the ordinary way, the others think you're wicked and antisocial. They hate and despise you. Once a lot of women came and made a scene because their men came to see me. Well, why not?
Why not indeed?
And then they rushed at me.
Oh, no.
It was too awful. I can't tell you about it.
Oh, Linda, please.
They're so hateful, the women here. Mad and cruel. And, of course, they know nothing about Malthusian drill or bottles or decanting or anything of that sort. So they're having children all the time, like dogs.
That's revolting.
After that, Hopi used to come often. He had a big gourd full of stuff called mescal. But Linda said it ought to have been called soma, only it made you feel ill afterwards. I hated Poppy. I hated them all. All the men who came to see Linda. The happiest times were when she told me about the other place. About the lovely music that comes out of a box. And the delicious things to eat and drink. And the pictures you can hear and feel and smell as well as see. And the happiness there every day.
Oh, yes. Every day.
Sometimes, when we children were tired with too much playing, one of the old men of the Pueblo would talk to us. Of the great transformer of the world, and the long fight between left hand and right hand, between wet and dry. Of a Wanawilona who made a great fog by thinking in the night. Of Earth Mother and Sky Father, of Jesus and Pukong. Of the Black Stone at Laguna, and the Great Eagle, and Our Lady of Acoma. Then Linda taught me to read. I learned quickly and easily. One day, it must have been soon after my 12th birthday, I came home and found a book I had never seen before lying on the floor in the bedroom. I picked it up and looked at the title page. The book was called The Complete Works of William Shakespeare. I opened the book at random. Nay, but to live in the rank sweat of an ensemed bed, stewed in corruption, honeying and making love over the nasty sty.
He tried to kill poor Wahusiwa once, or was it Popi? Just because I used to have them sometimes. Because I never could make him understand that that was what civilized people ought to do. Being mad's infectious, I believe. And John seems to have caught it from the Indians. Of course he was with them a lot, even though they were beastly to him and wouldn't let him do all the things the other boys did.
Which was a good thing, I should think.
Well, it made it easier for me to condition him a little, though you've no idea how difficult that is. So much one doesn't know. Wasn't my business to know. I mean, when a child asks you how a helicopter works, or who made the world, well, what are you to answer if you're a beta and have always worked in the fertilizing room? What are you to answer?
I hated Poppy more and more. A man can smile and smile and be a villain. Remorseless, treacherous, lecherous, kindless villain.
What do those words mean exactly?
I only half knew. Those words... That strange, strange story. They gave me a reason for hating Popey. They made my hatred more real. They even made Popey himself more real. One day, when I came in from playing, the door of the inner room was open, and I saw them lying together on the bed. Popey was almost black beside her. And one of the plaits of his long hair lay across her throat, like a black snake trying to strangle her. I felt empty and cold and sick. And those words repeated and repeated themselves in my head, remorseless, treacherous, lecherous. And suddenly there were more words. When he is drunk, asleep, or in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasure of his bed. When he is drunk, asleep. The knife for the meat was lying on the floor near the fireplace. I picked it up. when he is drunk, asleep, drunk, asleep. I ran across the room and stabbed. Oh, the blood, and stabbed again, and Linda was crying, "Look at the blood, look at the blood!" There were two cuts on Poppy's shoulder, and he was laughing. Poppy was laughing.
When he was 16, there was a girl, an Indian girl. I don't know what came over John. I mean, everyone belongs to everyone else, after all. But they marry here.
What?
Marry. You know, forever. They say forever in the Indian words. It can't be broken.
Oh, no.
Yes. Anyway, the Indian girl married her Indian boy. And John went away to be by himself. I told John, in civilized countries, when a boy wants to have a girl, he just has
her. Of course he does. Everyone belongs to everyone else. I know, I know. Oh, Ford, I can't wait to get back to the rest house and have a good long Soma holiday.
Oh, Soma.
At the full moon in the Antelope Kiva, boys go down into the Kiva and come out again, men. When my time came, I went with the others and began to climb down the ladder into the red lighted depths. Not for you, white hair. Not for the son of the she-dog. The other boys laughed, and the men threw stones at me to drive me away into the darkness. I was alone. Always alone.
So am I. Terribly alone.
Are you? I thought that in the other place... I mean, Linda always said that nobody was ever alone there.
Well, I feel like an outsider sometimes, and I suppose I behave like one. You can't imagine how I envy people who take everything for granted. You see, I'm rather different from most people. If one happens to be decanted different, I am I, and I wish I wasn't.
Yes, that's just it. If one's different, one's bound to be lonely. Once I did something that none of the others did. I stood against a rock in the middle of the day, in summer, with my arms out like Jesus on the cross.
What on earth for?
I wanted to know what it was like to be crucified. Hanging there in the sun.
But why?
Why? Well, because I felt I ought to. If Jesus could stand it. And then, if one has done something wrong. Besides, I was unhappy. That was another reason. I fainted after a time.
Seems a funny way of curing your unhappiness. Well, maybe it's better than taking Soma. Listen. John, I wonder if you'd like to come back to London with us.
Do you really mean that?
Of course. If I can get permission, that is.
Linda, too.
Linda? Your mother? Well, yes. Yes, why not? Of course.
Oh. Oh, to think it should be coming true. What I've dreamt of all my life. Do you remember what Miranda says?
Who's Miranda?
Oh, wonder, how many goodly creatures are there here? How beauteous mankind is! Oh, brave new world! Are you married to her?
My what?
Married.
Oh, no!
Oh, brave new world! Oh, brave new world that hath such people in it!
Yes. Perhaps you'd better wait till you see it. Lenina Crown's gone on Soma holiday. 6 half-gram tablets, so she won't be back before 5.
Which leaves us 7 hours, Mr. Marks. Do you have much business in Santa Fe?
I'll be back in Malpaise long before she wakes up. She wanted a complete and absolute holiday. She will be quite safe here by herself.
Safe as helicopters.
Bernard? Bernard! They haven't gone. Surely they wouldn't. Bernard! Lenina! Bernard! Bernard, is that you? Lenina, so beautiful.
And I ventured to think, sir, that your fortune might find the matter of sufficient scientific interest.
Yes, I do find it of sufficient interest, Mr. Marks. Bring these two individuals back to London with you.
Your fortune is aware that I shall need a special permit.
The necessary orders are being sent to the warden of the reservation at this moment. You will proceed at once to the warden's office. Good morning, Mr. Marks.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Discourse. Oh, that a hand in whose comparison all whites are ink writing their own reproach, to whose soft seizure the signet's down is harsh. Flies! On the white wonder of dear Juliet's hand, may seize and steal immortal blessing from her lips, who even in pure and vestal modesty still blush as thinking their own kisses sin. Lenina, darling Lenina. Bernard!
Yes, a public example, Mr. Forster. In the fertilizing room, because it contains our high-caste workers. I've told him to meet me there at 2:30.
Mind you, Marx does his work very well, Director.
I know, but that's all the more reason for severity. The greater a man's talents, the greater his power to lead astray. Consider the matter dispassionately, Mr. Forster, and you'll see that no offense is so heinous as unorthodoxy of behavior. Yeah. It strikes at society itself. Yes, at society itself. Ah, there he is.
Good afternoon, Director. You asked me to come and speak to you here.
Yes, Mr. Marks, I did ask you to come to me here. You returned from your holiday last night, I understand.
Yes.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you must excuse me for interrupting your labors. A painful duty constrains me. The security and stability of society are in danger. Yes, in danger, ladies and gentlemen. This man, this Alpha Plus, to whom so much has been given, and from whom in consequence so much must be expected, has grossly betrayed his trust. By his heretical views on sport and soma, by the scandalous unorthodoxy of his sex life, by his refusal to obey the teachings of our Ford and behave out of office hours like a babe in a bottle, he has proved himself an enemy of society, a subverter, ladies and gentlemen, of all order and stability, a conspirator against civilization itself. For this reason, I propose to dismiss him with ignominy, from the post he has held in this center. I propose forthwith to apply for his transference to a sub-center of the lowest order, as far as possible removed from any important center of population. In Iceland, he will have small opportunity to lead others astray by his unfordly example.
Community, identity, stability! Community, identity, stability! Community! Identity!
Thank you.
Stability!
Mr. Marks. Can you show any reason why I should not execute the judgment passed upon you?
Yes, I can.
Then show it.
Certainly. But it's in the passage. One moment. Come in, Linda. Don't be shy. You see? There he is.
Oh, do you think I wouldn't recognize him? Of course, I knew you, Tomkin. I should have known you anywhere among a thousand. But perhaps you've forgotten me. Don't you remember? Don't you remember, Tomkin? It's me, Linda. You're Linda, Tomkin, darling.
Who is this creature? Tomkin, what's the meaning of this monstrous...
Linda. Linda, don't you remember? You made me have a baby. Yes, you made me have a baby. A baby, and I was its mother. It wasn't my fault, Tomkin. I always did the drill, didn't I? Always. I don't know how it happened. But still, he's been a comfort to me. John? John, he's here.
Yes. Come on out, John.
Father!
My father.
Oh.